Imagine, just for a moment, you're walking on a path shrouded in fog. The ground beneath your feet feels uncertain, every step a venture into the unknown. The dense fog masks your vision, making it impossible to see what lies ahead, while an eerie silence envelops you, amplifying the isolation. This journey could easily fill your heart with dread, as the fear of the unseen and the unknown looms large. Today, we look how our God protects us from huge breakdowns, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Now, imagine in the midst of this overwhelming uncertainty, a light appears. Faint yet persistent, it pierces through the fog, offering guidance and a path forward. This light, my friends, is akin to the hope and protection that God promises us. Even when the path of life feels overwhelmingly uncertain and fraught with potential for huge breakdowns, the Bible is replete with examples and scriptures that affirm this promise of hope and protection. Consider Psalm 119 verse 105, which says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Just as a lamp in the darkness, God's word illuminates our way, guiding us through the uncertainties of life. It reassures us that even when we cannot see the end of the path, we are not walking alone. Another poignant example is the story of the Israelites as they escaped Egypt, found in Exodus 13 verses 21 to 22. The Lord went before them, by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light. This divine guidance was both a literal and metaphorical representation of God's presence and assurance, even through the most perilous and uncertain journeys. Similarly, when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, Daniel 6, his situation seemed both dire and uncertain. Yet, his faith did not waver. God sent an angel to shut the lion's mouths, protecting Daniel from harm. This story illustrates that even in the face of imminent danger and uncertainty, God's protection is steadfast for those who trust in him. Jesus himself offered comfort and hope in times of trouble. In John 14 verse 27, he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Jesus acknowledges the troubles of the world, but offers a peace that transcends earthly uncertainties, a peace that can calm any heart, even one walking through the foggiest of paths. Moreover, Hebrews 11 recounts the faith of the patriarchs, who walked through their own figurative fogs. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. This chapter illustrates faith as the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, Hebrews 11 verse 1, echoing the trust we must have in God's guidance, even when our path seems enveloped in fog. In life's journey, filled with its share of uncertainty, foggy paths, and eerie silences, the promise of God's light and guidance is a constant. It is this divine light that dispels fear, illuminates our path, and offers hope. Like the examples of faith and divine intervention found throughout the Bible, we are reminded that with God, we can navigate the uncertainties of life, trusting in his eternal light to guide us through. The assurance of God's protection is not just a concept. It's a profound promise that resonates throughout the scriptures, offering comfort and security to all who believe. Psalm 91 verses 1 to 2 encapsulates this promise beautifully, assuring us that dwelling in the shelter of the Most High provides a rest and safety found nowhere else. It's akin to standing in a fortress, unassailable and steadfast, amidst the storms and tremors of life. This passage serves as a powerful reminder that, in God, we find a sanctuary where fears are calmed and uncertainties are met with divine strength. This assurance is not limited to merely spiritual metaphor, but is exemplified in the tangible experiences of biblical figures who trusted in God's protection. Consider the story of Noah, who was commanded to build an ark in the face of an impending deluge that would wash away all corruption from the earth. Genesis 6 verses 13 to 22. Noah's faith in God's promise to protect him and his family was rewarded when they were saved from the floodwaters, a literal embodiment of finding refuge in the midst of destruction. Similarly, the narrative of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego demonstrates God's protective power in an extraordinary manner. These three men were thrown into a fiery furnace for refusing to bow to King Nebuchadnezzar's image, yet they emerged unscathed, without even the smell of fire upon them, because God was with them in the furnace, Daniel 3 verses 23 to 27. Their story vividly illustrates that even when confronted with the heat of adversity, the presence of the Almighty ensures protection beyond human comprehension. Moreover, the New Testament provides further affirmation of God's protective care. Jesus himself, in the midst of a tempest on the Sea of Galilee, calmed the storm with a word, showcasing his power over the elements and underscoring the security found in his presence. Mark 4 verses 37 to 41. His disciples, terrified of the storm, found peace in the assurance of Christ's power, a testament to the fact that, even in the most turbulent times, faith in God provides a sanctuary of peace. The Apostle Paul's journey is another testament to the assurance of God's protection. Despite facing shipwrecks, imprisonment, and countless dangers, Paul remained steadfast in his mission, bolstered by his unshakable faith in God's protective hand over his life. His experiences, as chronicled in Acts 27 and 2 Corinthians 11 verses 23 to 27, highlight how divine protection does not mean an absence of trials, but the presence of God through them, providing strength and deliverance. Psalm 91 verses 1 to 2, therefore, is not just a passage of comfort. It's a call to trust in the Almighty's unfailing shelter. It reminds us that, amidst the unpredictability and turmoil of life, there is a refuge in the shadow of the Almighty, a place where fear is replaced with faith and turmoil with peace. To dwell in the shelter of the Most High is to live with the assurance that, no matter how huge the breakdowns or how uncertain the path, we are held secure in the fortress of God's protection. This divine assurance is a beacon of hope, guiding us through life's storms with the promise of His unwavering presence and protection. Navigating life's storms is a journey fraught with challenges that can sometimes feel insurmountable. The unpredictability of life means that storms can arise with little warning, leaving us to face turbulent waters that threaten our peace, stability, and faith. These moments test our resilience, pushing us to the brink of what we feel we can handle. Yet, it is in these very moments that the power of faith, exemplified in the teachings and actions of Jesus, becomes our anchor. The account of Jesus calming the storm on the Sea of Galilee is not just a display of his dominion over nature, but a profound lesson on navigating the storms we encounter in life. Mark 4 verse 39, in its succinct narrative, captures a moment of divine intervention that speaks volumes to those of us weathering personal tempests. When Jesus uttered the words, "Peace, be still," the chaotic elements obeyed, transforming tumult into tranquility. This miraculous event is a testament to the power of faith and the promise of God's presence and protection amidst life's most fierce storms. Drawing from this biblical example, it's crucial to understand that the same power that calmed the Sea of Galilee is accessible to us today. In moments of despair, when emotional, physical, and spiritual storms rage, the presence of Christ offers a peace that transcends human understanding. It's a reminder that, no matter how violent the storm, we are not abandoned to navigate our troubles alone. The Lord invites us to call upon Him, to let Him be our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble, Psalm 46 verse 1. This divine intervention does not always mean that our problems will instantly disappear. Rather, it assures us of God's unyielding support and guidance through the challenges. It's about trusting that, even when the waves are crashing over us, we will not drown because He is with us. Isaiah 43 verse 2 reassures us of this, saying, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you." Moreover, navigating life's storms with faith encourages us to shift our focus from the chaos around us to the peace that Jesus offers. Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7 encourages believers to not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This peace is not the absence of trouble, but the assurance that God is in control, providing the strength and serenity to endure and overcome. In essence, life's storms, though daunting, serve as opportunities for our faith to deepen and our relationship with God to strengthen. They remind us of our vulnerability and our profound need for a Savior who can speak peace into our chaos. As we navigate these storms, let us remember to anchor ourselves in faith, to call upon the name of Jesus, and to trust in His power to bring calm to our most tumultuous seas. Through Him, we find the courage to face each day, the strength to endure, and the assurance that we are never alone, even in the fiercest storm. The strength in our weakness is a profound paradox that challenges our conventional understanding of power, resilience, and success. In a society that often glorifies strength, independence, and self-reliance, admitting to our weaknesses feels counterintuitive, if not outright detrimental. We strive to mask our vulnerabilities, fearing they may be exploited or lead us to failure. Yet, 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 opens a transformative vista on our imperfections and limitations, revealing how our weaknesses are not merely obstacles to be overcome but opportunities for divine grace to manifest. The Apostle Paul's discourse on weakness in 2 Corinthians serves as a powerful testimony to the Christian understanding of strength. After pleading with the Lord to remove a thorn in his flesh, Paul receives a response that is both profound and liberating. "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." This divine response does not just offer comfort. It radically redefines the nature of strength and the source of true power. It asserts that God's grace does not just compensate for our weaknesses, but is most fully experienced and displayed within them. This concept is counterintuitive to our natural instincts. We are conditioned to hide our weaknesses, to present ourselves to the world as competent and in control. Yet, this divine principle invites us to embrace our vulnerabilities, not as signs of inadequacy, but as the very ground on which God's power and protection can be most vividly seen. When we acknowledge our weaknesses, we open ourselves to the sufficiency of God's grace, allowing His power to work through us in ways we could not achieve on our own. In practical terms, embracing our weaknesses as the locus of God's strength requires a profound trust in Him. It means recognizing that our limitations are not barriers to God's work in our lives, but rather conduits of His power. It's understanding that in every moment of weakness, anxiety, or failure, we are not abandoned. Instead, we are positioned to experience God's protection and strength in an even greater measure. Moreover, this perspective fosters a deep humility and dependency on God. It shifts our focus from self-reliance to divine reliance, encouraging us to lean not on our understanding, but on the Almighty's unfailing strength and wisdom. This shift does not diminish us. Rather, it elevates us to a place where we can witness the extraordinary work of God's grace in our lives. The strength in our weakness also cultivates a community of authenticity and mutual support among believers. When we are open about our vulnerabilities, we create space for genuine fellowship, encouraging one another with the truth that we all depend on God's grace. This community becomes a reflection of God's strength, a place where His power is made perfect in our collective weaknesses. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 challenges us to view our weaknesses through the lens of God's grace, reminding us that it is precisely in our moments of vulnerability that His strength is made perfect. By embracing our weaknesses, we allow God's power to rest upon us, transforming our lives into testimonies of His strength and protection. This divine paradox not only deepens our faith, but also enables us to live with a profound sense of peace and confidence, knowing that in our weakness, we indeed find our greatest strength.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.